today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Wednesday. It's hump day, and it's May 8th, and the episode is 1,403. John,
you don't say.
Dalton, with you? Yeah, that's I say it. Wow. Mother's Day is 4 days away. We've got you some great gift ideas from yesterday. Last half day of school is in 16 days, and Memorial Day is 18 days away, and then the summer comes.
Did
that scare you?
No, because I'm used to it by now. You've done it like 14 times. It scared me into not forgetting what I was going to talk about. Traffic out there, going to be a little heavy today. It's Wednesday. Be careful. And chance of showers, take an umbrella. Every day this week, take an umbrella. That's just going to be safe. And I think, except on real dry spells in the summer, you can count on that about every day of the summer, really.
Or you just man up. You just man up and walk through the rain.
Yeah, that's true. I do that a lot.
I don't even.
Do you leave an umbrella in your car?
I don't think so.
I don't keep one in the car. Do you?
I do.
I used to keep one in the car, but I never used it.
I'm so sweet, I'd melt.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. New shows that are coming to our tube this year in 2024, and I want your reactions to it.
Okay.
First one is Matlock.
Oh, is that with Kathy Bates?
Kathy Bates is going to play, I don't know if it's a sister or cousin or something, but she's playing the lead role. What do you think about that, fellas?
I've never seen Matlock.
You never watched Matlock?
Mm-mm.
Not once?
Mm-mm. Not even in reruns.
I've watched Matlock, and
I think Kathy Bates can catch the old Andy Griffith kind of tone
too.
With it. But I don't know. That's kind of... I'm sure she'll have a sidekick that'll help an investigator and that kind of thing.
What is Matlock about?
It's a lawyer. He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer in the South. Andy Griffith played him, and it ran for forever.
10 years, yeah.
Yeah.
I did look that up. It ran from 86 to 92.
So
that's not as long as I thought it was.
Well, that is accurate. But I think there were some TV movies in 93 and 94, so it's about 8 years total. But for the actual series itself, it was 6. So anyway,
I just want to know when it came out because I was, you know.
Yeah, it was over by the time.
Yeah.
You got.
Is that one super popular in reruns?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks like it's CBS Television Network, so Paramount or CBS.
All right, the next one that I'm talking about is Young Sheldon's spinoff, and that's with Georgie and the girl.
Right.
I have learned to like Young Sheldon much better since I've watched it. I've binge watched it, and it's kind of grown on me a little bit more. I never liked Sheldon in Big Bang Theory.
I never liked Big Bang
Theory.
I'm
not a big fan of that.
So I haven't. I never watched Young Sheldon because I didn't like Big Bang Theory enough to not want to watch Young Sheldon.
But Georgie in this, the guy, the brother, Sheldon's brother, is pretty funny. I think Jerry O'Connell played him on the Big Bang. They've made him a little bit more Southern.
I've heard they've changed a lot of the... They've shifted the show a lot, and it's less focused on Sheldon now and more focused on the family.
Yeah.
And I've heard they basically just... The writers eventually just said, yeah, we don't care about Big Bang Theory. And they've just been ignoring... Like, there's stuff that happens in the show that, you know, couldn't have happened with the original, so... I don't know. I might check it out at some point.
Emily Osment is the girl in it, and she was in Hannah Montana. She played her buddy
back in the day.
And so it's pretty good. Georgie's really funny, and the writing is pretty good. But again, I wasn't a big Young Sheldon fan till just recently, and I'm not a huge anyway. But Big Bang, no, I could take away.
Yeah, it's not one of my favorites. It was popular while it was on, but.
Here we are talking about television, but I don't ever get a chance to talk to TV about it. How I Met Your Mother is on, I think, Hulu.
Yes.
I think they're running reruns of it.
So, yeah, you can watch it on Hulu and How I Met Your Father, which is a spinoff, is also on Hulu.
That's a Hulu original, I think.
Yes, it is. And I heard it wasn't very good the first season, but since then, people have talked about they really like it. So
I have Hulu. I didn't realize I had Hulu, and I'm paying for it. So
Hulu's great.
Yeah, Hulu's really good. So I'm going to chime into that. So I asked my granddaughter, my 15-year-old. She goes, oh, yeah, I can hook it up for you. The password has expired because I didn't go to it. So I can hook it up to you. She goes on her phone. I'm on Hulu now. It's amazing what happens. It's 6:17. Let's take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 84 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Power gusts possible. Tonight, showers and storms likely. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 66. Winds remain south 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible as well. Then a chance for more showers and storms on Thursday, mainly before noon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 73.
Hey guys, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low T. Be sure to schedule your health assessment at Low T Center. For established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments with an average payment of $150 a month cash pay, including labs and medication. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Upgrade your home's comfort with Roscoe Brown & Carrier Smart Thermostats. Yep, they're smarter than me. Our cutting-edge technology learns your habits, adjusting your home's temperature for ultimate comfort, all while saving on energy costs. Experience the convenience of controlling your HVAC system. Just click of a button on your phone, from anywhere, at any time. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown & Carrier, where modern comfort meets innovation. Your family's comfort is our family's legacy. We're Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. My personal favorite menu item is our Danish baby back ribs. They're fall off the bone tender, very lean, got a delicious homemade sauce we put on it, and there's nobody serving ribs like these anywhere in Middle Tennessee.
Good food and fun.
Toots, good food and fun since 1985.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Good food and fun.
This is Craig Workman, store manager of the Tire World in Smyrna. We are Smyrna's local neighborhood tire store, and we have serviced all of our customers' needs since 1983. And thanks to all of our loyal customers for the last 33 years, we will soon be moving to our new location across from Nissan right here in Smyrna.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NBA playoffs, second round action, the Celtics knock off the Cavaliers 120-95, 25-point win for the number one seed in the East. Jaylen Brown led Boston with 32 points. Derek White hit 7 3-pointers. He finished with 25 points for Boston as they grabbed the 1-0 series lead. Thunder beat the Mavericks 117-95, 22-point win for the number one seed in the West, Oklahoma City. They had 5 different players in double digits, led by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's 29 points. Oklahoma City grabs the 1-0 series lead. Thunder are 5-0 now this postseason. NHL playoff second round action. We had a pair of overtime thrillers. Rangers beat the Hurricanes 4-3 in double overtime on a Vincent Trocheck power play goal. Goalie Igor Shesterkin had 54 saves in that as the Rangers grabbed the 2-0 series lead and are 6-0 this postseason. Avalanche stormed back from down 3-0, beat the Stars 4-3 in overtime on a Miles Wood game winner in sudden death. Colorado with a 1-0 series advantage.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We are back. It's 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's the Wake Up Crew, and we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. That's right. MTE has helped provide light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. We are here. We are ready for our song of the day. We're doing top hits of 1980.
This takes us to the third biggest song of 1980.
We have to believe we are magic. Nothing can stand in our way.
Olivia Newton-John.
She was big in the 70s and the 80s. Let's Get Physical. Yeah. Is another big one. And on our song of the day. You know, it's funny to me how, you know, one hit record, you can just, like, live off that for the rest of your life.
I'd love to have one.
One hit record.
I'm just a one hit wonder. Nobody remembers me in 5 years.
I thought you did.
Royalties. Well, I'm not making any royalties.
He didn't push it enough.
Right.
The executives didn't pick it up. Could have been. Could
it
have
wasn't,
been a hit.
You know, it wasn't broad enough to kind of encapsulate everyone. You know,
what's
it was
that?
Very niche.
What's that Christmas song you do though? That's really good.
Oh, you know, jingling.
No, the one you
Snow
sing.
Miser. Snow Miser. Yeah, gosh, yeah. That could be a big hit too. All right, Craig Garbison is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for giving great advice recently on a home remodel project. Greg Garbison will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're located at 117 South Academy Street and right here at News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations to you there, Craig. And if you know someone like Craig, it could be, I don't know, person who helped open the door going into the grocery store, get their name off the name tag, whatever it is. If you take your phone out whenever something happens to you and you think, man, that's a good neighbor. Text neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450. Fill out the information. Click submit. It's very easy. We tried to make it as easy as possible so you can get those good neighbors in. And 615-893-1450, the same number to call or text in your birthdays on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
You know, I was looking at Frankie Valli, speaking of all the hits he had. The Four Seasons got in debt, and they had – Frankie had to pay all the debts back, so he kept singing and singing. He's like 86 now, and he's got the Four Seasons, a new group, the Young Boys, and they're doing all this dancing and choreography, and Frankie's just kind of sitting there, standing there like, praying, swearing to God. You know, he sings, you know, he's still got the voice, but he doesn't move. He just kind of stands
That's
there.
That's really funny.
And they're doing all this kind of choreography, and pretty amazing. Oh, let's go to the Facts of Life, though.
Facts of Life.
He doesn't like it when I change the format a little bit.
It's Teacher Appreciation Week this week.
Yes, it
so
is.
So we want to celebrate those. But there is actually only one state in the entire country that only has one school district, and that would be Hawaii. Hawaii only has one school
is
district
right?
in the whole state.
That surprises me.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I think it's pretty populated. Oh, well. 624 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay right here with us.
Stones River Manor offers a secure environment for their residents.
I don't think anybody could find any better place to go. I checked around before I moved here.
Stones River Manor is a Christian, not-for-profit senior living community.
I just really like living here. I'm happy.
And I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Start the journey. Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. Not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Brian Barrett. Rutherford County bracing for severe weather Wednesday.
Pinpoint details on severe weather in Rutherford County with Rutherford Weather.
Nashville National Weather Service meteorologist Sam Schamberger says out of the rounds of storms we've had or expect, Wednesday's threat is the greatest. He says expect two rounds of strong to severe storms Wednesday.
The first round will be during the day, and this will be as that line of storms stalls, and then it moves back northward as a warm front during the day. So we're expecting storms to form along that warm front Wednesday morning into the afternoon, and some of those could be strong or severe.
Model data showing that evening into nighttime hours will be the prime time for the main event.
This will be a widespread storm event, so everybody will see showers and thunderstorms Wednesday evening and Wednesday night, and many of those will likely be severe. We're expecting pretty widespread damaging wind gusts with these storms, potentially large hail.
Schamberger says in addition to large hail and damaging winds, tornadoes are possible.
It's still uncertain exactly how many we could potentially see, or if any, but conditions appear favorable across all of Middle Tennessee for some strong tornadoes to occur.
Schamberger says not to be discounted is the heavy rain expected. A flood watch is actually in effect. Be sure to have a way to receive watches and warnings and stay close to a reliable source of weather information. Another great tip, enable your wireless emergency alerts on your cell phone. Be sure to follow Rutherford Weather on Facebook, X, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitch at RUCO Weather, and information is at RutherfordWX.com.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on The Wake Up Crew, and we want to remind you that we will have another look at the weather and a first look at traffic coming up. Who's the traffic guy now? Commander... something.
Commander Chuck.
Commander Chuck, he's still with your there? On-time traffic.
I thought he was going to break off a little bit and not do as much. Okay.
No, he does it for all three major metro areas.
I thought you said that. Don't look at me like I'm. I love Commander Chuck. I mean, you know, but I thought it could have been Lieutenant Lucy or something, you know, coming in. No?
Mm-mm.
Still Commander Chuck. Okay. What do you guys want to talk about? Oh, I know. Let's talk more TV or movies. What's coming out? What's coming out in the near future, because now it's the summer months are heading this way.
Oh, he's got it already.
I've got some that are
one thing I did see on Premiere 6's website. This is not a new movie, but I think today and tomorrow's the last day they're showing the first Star Wars movie. The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
There's a couple of 1999.
There's a couple of movies. Unsung Hero, supposed to be real popular. Uh-huh. And Sight with Greg Kinnear,
okay.
I think. So those are a couple there just out in the going. Now, let's get a complete list.
Well, Fall Guy opened last weekend. Yeah.
Fall
Ryan
Guy,
Gosling.
I wanted to go see last week, but didn't have time. That one looks fun.
And Lee Majors makes a cameo.
Does he now?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
That's worth going to see that.
For me, yeah.
A movie called Tarot. It's a kind of a horror kind of flick.
Yeah, it's like a tarot cards kind of thing. Yeah,
I'll be away from that.
Let's see.
Not for me.
This
I like a slasher movie, but I don't like a horror movie, you know?
This coming weekend, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
That one looks fun.
Yeah, that all should be good. Is that a reboot, or is that...
No, it's a sequel to...
It's from James
Franco. They made three of those.
Yeah.
And then this is the... It's the start of a new trilogy, but it's still part of those movies.
Awesome.
Yeah. On the 17th, which is kind of a...
That's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
I have a sneaking suspicion.
That part animated?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about imaginary friends. IF stands for imaginary friends.
Oh.
That one, I have a sneaking suspicion that movie's going to be a musical, and they're just not advertising it that way. They did the same thing with Wonka. Wonka was a musical, even though it wasn't in any of the trailers. So,
The Strangers Chapter 1 next weekend, and on the 25th, Futurosa, a Mad Max saga.
Yeah, that one's going to be good.
And
Furiosa.
Furiosa, okay. And then that same weekend, Chris Pratt and Samuel L. Jackson in the Garfield movie.
Really?
Yep.
Is he going to be Garfield?
Chris Pratt is Garfield, yep.
Wow.
And what is the note?
I can't picture anybody but Bill Murray.
He doesn't sound like Garfield. No. He just sounds like Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
And I guess Odie is the dog, and that's Samuel L. Jackson. That'll be really good,
yeah,
I think.
That should be funny.
It's time for Today in History.
Your good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
You know, he had all that information there.
Uh-huh.
And I just took it from him on the 6 o'clock hour.
He prints that every week, and I've never heard him do it. I don't know if he does it on
it
Fridays.
Later in the week.
Or
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Way to go. Way to go. Way to come in there, Brian. All right.
So I'm here.
1878, the first unassisted triple play in organized baseball.
Yeah.
Look at unassisted. That.
Unassisted. Paul Hines did it. You know, Paul? No. That was in 1878.
That would be hard to do.
Unassisted. Maybe not in 1878.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. Probably a line drive, step on the bag, and then throw to first.
Yeah, know. But that wouldn't be unassisted, would it?
Yeah, if he stepped on the bag and, you know.
Oh, double.
Play.
Oh, it's a triple play. Yeah.
He line drive, he catches it, gets a runner off at third, steps on the bag, and doubles him up, and then throws to first.
And remember, this was the era in which all of the baseball players were smoking cigarettes in the dugout. So they weren't running quite as fast as they are now.
Right. You know? In 1899, Ernest Rutherford publishes his discovery of two different kinds of radiation, alpha and beta. 1945, VE Day, World War II ends in Europe after Germany signs an unconditional surrender. 1959, Little Caesar's Pizza is found by Mike Ilitch and his wife Marion in Garden City, Michigan. Still going around strong.
Yep.
In 1963, the first James Bond film, Dr. No, starring Sean Connery, premieres in the United States. Great movie, Dr. No.
Yes.
And in 1970, finally, Beatles released the 12th and final studio album, Let It Be, in conjunction with the film of the same name.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Yeah, there will be an answer. Let it be.
And in 2018, President Trump pulls the U.S. out of the multilateral Iran nuclear deal. And that is Today in History. Coming up, Brandon Brooks, he's going to have a little rewind for you. And we're going to be back with more, including celebrity birthdays. Stay with us here on The Wake Up Crew. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. May 8th, 1970. The release of the Jackson 5 album, ABC, featuring the hit title song and The Love You Save. This date in 1982, Vangelis with a number one single with a theme from Chariots of Fire. Twenty-six years ago today, the release of the science fiction movie, Deep Impact.
The United States and Russia have been building the largest spaceship ever constructed to stop the comets.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 84 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers and storms. Likely some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 66. Winds remain south 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible as well. Then a chance for more showers and storms on Thursday, mainly before noon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 73.
Good morning. Traffic volume increasing already coming up through Franklin Brentwood on 65 going northbound. Coming up out of Williamson County. Looks good at the moment down through Millersville on 65 going southbound. Some rain in certain parts of Middle Tennessee this morning. Please be careful coming out of the Clarksville area, Montgomery County. We saw some rain up through there. That's affecting the interstate. Again, a little bit of extra time just to be on the safe side as it continues to build. 24 coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on a new menu. You won't regret it. Check it out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop locally. That helps our community. And those community talks continue at Greenhouse Ministries. A really interesting one for you this time. It's on Tuesday, May the 14th. Now, that's not this Tuesday, but next week, Tuesday, May 14th, 6 o'clock in the evening. MTSU's Dr. Emily Barron focuses on why Russians are afraid of Jehovah's Witnesses. Tuesday, May 14th, 6 o'clock in the evening, and that's at Greenhouse Ministries. It is free. And we're all getting ready for TSSAA's Spring Fling, and volunteers are needed. Right now, get with our Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce and say, hey, I'd like to volunteer, and they have a job for you. That's TSSAA's Spring Fling, May 21st through the 24th. The Rutherford County Exchange Club's 15th annual Flags of Remembrance Healing Field will again be on the Memorial Day weekend. It'll be at First United Methodist Church at 265 West Thompson Lane. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Hey guys, this is Scott. If you're often feeling tired, notice a lack of motivation and drive, or weight gain and loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone levels. I recommend Low T Center. It's where I get my levels checked. With their on-site lab, you'll get your results in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not your typical doctor's office either. It's concierge medicine for men, and their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with a customized treatment plan for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results, and most health insurance is accepted for treatment. And at Low T Center, they have convenient treatment options, including physician-monitored self-inject treatment for established patients that ship directly to your home each month. Right now at Low T Center, it's only $25 to get your testosterone level tested. You'll get your results in about 25 minutes. So get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment online today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
The Wake Up Crew.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Oh, nice guy.
It's 6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew. And I had to let that go just a little bit longer, just so everybody in the audience could hear your version of that. Really
thanks,
good.
John. Thanks.
It's time for our dad joke of the day. Yesterday, a five. Monday, a bleh. And today, no, I don't know what to expect.
Probably averaged out to a two on Monday.
Yeah, yeah. If that.
Yeah.
And then a five, a big five yesterday. I don't think he can top tomorrow. Today's with it. Yesterday was awesome.
Well, got a question for you two. Do trees poop?
I don't know.
Well, of course they do. How else do you get number two pencils?
You know, he's gone into the... let me see. I'm going to mark this down here. Hold on. Let's see. What are you thinking, Dalton? I'm thinking you're going to say...
Maybe not as high as you'd think.
I don't think you're going to do it as high. I'm going to go 3.5.
I went 2.8.
Ooh.
I did not care for that one.
Ooh, that was... Maybe went to the well one too many times.
Mm-hmm.
CBS News Brief. Another outbreak of Midwest tornadoes takes aim at the city of Portage, Michigan. CBS's Roxana Sabiri.
Folks here tell us they haven't had a tornado here in decades, and last night they had two. Still, officials here tell us despite this devastation, there have been no deaths or serious injuries reported so far.
CBS News has learned the Biden administration has paused a weapons shipment to Israel over fears it'll be used on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Correspondent David Martin.
The shipment consisted of 1,800 2,000-pound bombs and 1,700 500-pound bombs.
Stormy Daniels detailed an alleged tryst with former President Trump at his hush money trial. Legal contributor Ricky Kleeman says her salacious story may not help the government's case.
It's legally irrelevant. It shouldn't have been in there. The prosecution knew they had a witness that they could not control.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. This is National Corrections Officers Week. President Ronald Reagan supported the contributions correctional officers make to ensure the custody, safety, and well-being of inmates in jails or prisons. Congress passed a resolution, and the president proclaimed it in 1984 that the week of May 6th is National Correctional Officers Week. Rutherford County Sheriff Mike Fitzhugh recognizes how correctional officers maintain security of the adult detention center 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, all year long. A tornado touched down east of Murfreesboro in the Smithfield, Tennessee area Monday afternoon, leaving a trail of structural damage to homes, businesses, barns, and vehicles. Polly and Joe Payne live in a home just outside the city limits of Smithfield. Polly said that Monday's storm produced major damage. But she says the good news is that they were not hurt when the tornado swept through the area. Middle Tennessee Electric announced that the Holloway High School, located in Rutherford County School District, Bradley Academy in Murfreesboro City Schools, and West Elementary School, located in the Wilson County School System, were each awarded $10,000 of grant money through Tennessee Valley Authority's School Uplift Program. School Uplift's year-long energy management and maintenance program helps public school districts make smart energy choices that improve the classroom learning environment and save money through decreased energy use. Add that to savings from grant-funded energy upgrades. And this year's School Uplift participants have estimated total energy savings of 9 gigawatts an hour, or the amount of electricity used by 1,241 homes in 1 year. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
Interest rates continue to make the news. But what if you need a new car or truck to get to work? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. And we can help get you a break from your interest rate when purchasing anything that rolls or floats. This includes newer used autos, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and more. But hurry, this limited time offer ends soon. You can learn more or apply online at heritagesouth.org. Terms and conditions apply. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Point, we want to be part of the solution. That's why we're making significant investments in proactively enhancing our facilities to integrate sustainable solutions.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
Republic Services, we are sustainability in action.
Well, we knew about Adam's Place from the time it was first built.
Margaret Ordobadian.
I remember Dr. Carl Adams and Jenny May, and so we were really familiar with this place. We had one friend who moved in immediately when it was built, and we didn't consider any other place. We just knew this was it.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals, because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information that you need. You've just received horrible news that could change your life. What should you do?
I think the first thing we think we're doing, which isn't the right thing to do, build walls around ourselves. Whenever you receive devastating news, it's hard to process. You're kind of in a twilight world where you go home and you think to yourself, now, did he just tell me that? Or did she just say I had this?
Reverend Dr. John Hinkle with Murfreesboro First Presbyterian Church.
What a lot of families do is they want to do just that, keep it between the family. What I actually believe is more helpful is to find somebody to talk to. And I find the act of talking is therapeutic in and of itself, right? Just the act of trying to get it off your shoulders, get it off your heart, and say to your friend or to a doctor or to a trained professional, this is what I'm feeling. And I think that process alone is helpful. In that moment when I'm told this information, I've lost control. And we think by holding it in, we're gaining control back, when in reality, we're just allowing the pressure of the news to collapse us. By releasing it, you're getting it all out of your system.
And that's information that you need, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And 6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. It's John, it's Brian, it's Dalton. We're here all morning long till about 7:45 anyway. And followed by Swap and Shop. And then Action Line. The Roundtable at 9. All right, yeah. 11 o'clock is Del Walmsley. And at 10 o'clock is the award-winning Rutherford Issues.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, people are kind of getting ready for traveling.
Yeah.
Planning vacations. Yeah. It's that time of year, you know?
Well, you better have already got pretty close.
That's,
you know,
true. Well, what I have is a list of the top 10 worst cities to travel to for a vacation.
Oh, wow.
Top 10 worst.
Now, what makes them the worst? You're going to tell us, or is it just...
I don't
really know the reason
yes,
why?
Yes, it okay. does actually have the reason okay. given on here.
All right, here we go.
The first one, San Antonio, Texas. San Antonio gets a score of 65 out of 100.
Really?
Yep.
I've been to San Antonio. What?
It ranks sixth worst in category of traveling air expenses.
Okay.
So it's expensive to get there.
I can see that, yeah.
Their airport is not very good. Ninth highest number of property loss and damage claims during the holiday season. Eighth lowest percentage of property loss and damage claim reimbursement. So one of the highest in loss, one of the lowest in reimbursement.
You have to usually lay over too sometimes,
right.
Or, you know, so to go to San Antonio. Okay.
And they have the sixth highest number of weather-related car accidents.
Oh.
So between 2017 and 2021. So that takes them down to number 10 on the list, but not number one. Number 9, Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
They ranked fifth worst in our category of city experience. They have the second worst transit score, the fifth fewest restaurants, the 10th worst walking score, and the 10th highest average hotel price. That's Colorado Springs. Number 8 on the list, Indianapolis. Came in at number 8. They stand out. They have the 4th worst walking score, the 8th worst transit score, and the 15th fewest tourist attractions.
Yeah.
That's Indianapolis.
Not much in Indianapolis, I guess.
Now, this one might surprise you. Number 7, Miami, Florida.
Reason being, it's...
The 5th highest number of hours lost in traffic, the 9th slowest average speed during rush hour traffic, and the 9th highest hotel prices for a 4-day night stay.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City comes in at number 6. Oklahoma City, they rank in these categories, worst transit, fewest tourist attractions, and worst walking. Those are their rankings there. Tucson, Arizona comes in at number 5.
I didn't think that would be a better place to go.
They have their number 10 and the highest number of people involved in fatal car crashes between November and January, 11th highest number of weather-related car accidents, and 12th highest average gas prices.
They don't know how to drive.
They don't know how to drive or buy gas.
All right, quickly, the next few.
New York City comes in at number 4. I'm just going to just kind of go through them. New York City, Jacksonville, Florida comes in at number 3. Number 2, Los Angeles. And number 1, what do you think number 1 is? Worst city in the country. It's kind of close.
Memphis, Tennessee.
It is Memphis, Tennessee. They have the highest crime rate.
Oh, you looked it up, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Oh.
He's looking at a radar at the moment. They have the highest crime rate, the second fewest restaurants, the 5th worst transit score, the 7th fewest tourist attractions, and the 8th worst walking score in the country.
But it's... Elvis's home is there.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Kind of hurt me a little bit. Yep. Let's still go to some celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
You're also going to have to tell me about New York City.
Ah.
Okay. Why is it?
Okay. Right now?
No. Because
I already closed it.
Oh, okay. 1884, Harry Truman was born, the 33rd U.S. president. 1911, Robert Johnson, American blues singer, songwriter, and guitarist.
Hey, boom, Bob, if you please.
Fantasy crossroads. And 1926, David Attenborough, English naturalist, TV producer, and host, born in London, England. 1940, Peter Benchley, the American novelist who wrote Jaws, born in New York City, New York. You know what's so crazy about Jaws? You never really see at the beginning of the movie the shark.
You don't see it until the very end.
You just see the girl just... And that's scary as all get out right there.
Yep. That was done because the fake shark, the animatronic shark they had, kept failing. Like, it didn't work. And so they weren't able to use it. They kept sinking
it. Turned out to be a great part of the movie, though.
Yeah, it turned out to be great. Yeah.
All right, 1940, Ricky Nelson, American pop rock star, and he was in The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, and one of the top singers of our time.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
Mary Lou.
In 1970, I don't think the song went that way, but anyway, 1975, Enrique Iglesias, a Spanish singer-songwriter and the king of Latin pop.
Would you swear that you'll always be mine?
Now, he's the son of Julio Iglesias, right? Have I got that right? Okay, never mind.
Maybe.
All right, those are celebrity birthdays, birthdays around here. Jamie Breedlove, Tyler Shepard, Nathan Norman, Tony Stinnett, Rita Shacklett, Kathy Smith, Patrick Miller, and Joni Beckwith.
If you want to add to that birthday list, right now is the time. And you can call or text 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Lines and the text all wide open for you right now.
Well, today is National Give Someone a Cupcake Today, so I'll be taking donations. At any moment, if you'd like to give me a cupcake, I'll gladly take it.
Amen. 6:55, we're going to take another look at the weather here on The Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 84 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers and storms. Likely some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 66. Winds remain south 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible as well. Then a chance for more showers and storms on Thursday, mainly before noon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 73.
Over the past several years, hearing aid technology has drastically improved. Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Lancaster. If you've been struggling with your hearing, give me a call. Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Good morning. Some rain showers really affecting certain parts of I-24 coming out of Montgomery County, Clarksville area, down through parts of Robertson County as well. Again, extra time. I can see it running slow in from Kentucky up there at the Tennessee-Kentucky state line because of the weather. Give yourself extra time as it loads up over here on 24 westbound at 840. All this traffic leaving Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, towards the Nashville area up through Antioch. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on a brand new menu. Check them out today. They're awesome. Prince'sHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do. It's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adams Place.
It's a block party, and everybody's invited. It'll be on Saturday, May 11th at the City of Laverne's Veterans Memorial Park. There are going to be a ton of things for kids to enjoy. Here's a youngster now.
I'm really looking forward to this year's block party in the City of Laverne. I really am happy about it.
There will be food trucks, vendor booths, and activities for the entire family to enjoy. And don't forget the Touch-A-Truck event.
I can't wait to see all the cool trucks.
It'll be on Saturday, May 11th at the City of Laverne's Veterans Memorial Park.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat Restore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat Restore, 850.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Approaching news time at the top of the hour, Greg Garbison is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for giving great advice recently on a home remodel project. Craig Garbison will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
And I'm willing to bet that chances are you know someone who's gone the extra mile, like Craig, so you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate them as the Good Neighbor of the Day. You can also call or text that very same number to get the birthdays and anniversaries into us for today. Or, even easier than that, WGNSradio.com/birthdays is a place where you can put those in as well. The winner of the Birthday Club giveaway today is going to receive a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
So if you would like to hang in here with us, we've got a world news check happening around the country and around the world. CBS News has got you covered. It's locally brought to you by the Low T Center and French's.
Boots, boots, boots. At French's Shoes and Boots, find the biggest selection of Southern styles from brands like Ariat, Thorogood, Twisted X, Durango, Wrangler, and more.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
We've got random questions on the way, and we're going to play a game for you in the next hour. Stay with us here on the Wake Up Crew.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Midwest tornadoes.
Everything is gone. This is total demolished.
Some Israel aid paused.
The United States is holding up U.S. military support.
Stormy testimony.
I was in the courtroom. The tension was palpable.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Another night of fear and destruction in the Midwest. Tornadoes left damage and power outages in several states. CBS's Roxana Saberi reports Portage, Michigan was hit by one tornado, then another.
In this city, halfway between Chicago and Detroit, two confirmed tornadoes in the span of 90 minutes caused extensive damage, including at the strip mall.
Literally, you can see straight through Pizza Hut.
Nearby, Isaiah Erickson told us he rode out the storm in his basement and that when he emerged, most of his belongings were gone.
Your house being there 1 second, and the next thing you know, it's just, you can't live there anymore.
Officials here agree residents were lucky.
We've got no fatalities and no known serious injuries. It's incredible.
Dude.
Elsewhere across the Midwest, traces of a tornado were spotted in western Ohio, while another two marched across near Milroy, east of Indianapolis.
Correspondent Dave Malkoff has more on the monumental cleanup effort in parts of Oklahoma that were torn up the night before.
Mangled metal, torn off roofs, and splintered wood is what remains of Barnesdall, Oklahoma, where an EF4 tornado took out neighborhoods. Up to 70 homes gone on Monday night.
It feels devastating to look at this.
Jimmy Blake's Ray of Hope Ranch was hit by winds estimated at 170 miles per hour. Her grandson, River, was with her when they ran from the ranch after seeing a warning on the news.
I prayed in the car 3 times. It was overwhelming.
Are you safe because of the tornado warning?
Yes. If we hadn't have had that, I'm terrified what could have happened.
Now she's rebuilding with help from the rest of the town.
They're bringing the tools and the things they have, and that's what community does.
The Biden administration is withholding delivery of some weapons that Israel could have used for an attack on Rafah, the last city controlled by Hamas in Gaza. Here's CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
CBS News can confirm the White House is, in fact, pressuring Israel to not launch a major military invasion of Rafah. Now, a senior administration official says one shipment of weapons was paused last week, and that contains 1,800 one-ton bombs and 1,700 500-pound bombs. The U.S. is concerned that Israel will drop them on Rafah, which has nearly 1.4 million people crammed into a small area.
Big moments yesterday in Donald Trump's criminal trial. The testimony of Stormy Daniels, the woman who gave explicit details of an alleged sexual encounter with Trump. He's denied it, and CBS's Katrina Kaufman has more on the cross-examination.
Susan Nicholas, who is one of Trump's defense attorneys, really went after Stormy Daniels. She was just showing what she called inconsistencies in her story, things that she had said on the stand, and then she was bringing out Stormy Daniels' book and showing passages that perhaps relayed the story slightly differently. So she's really doing everything she can to impeach her credibility, to show inconsistencies in what she's saying.
That cross-examination continues tomorrow. And there was major news in Florida from the judge in Trump's classified documents case. She has delayed the trial indefinitely. It was supposed to start later on this month.
She said there's just a lot of evidentiary issues to sort out. And she is pointing to the fact that we're talking about some concerns about national security. And that does raise additional questions for any judge.
Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says it raises questions over whether the trial will begin before November's election. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. Waking up every day, lifting him from the bed to the wheelchair to the car to get him to therapy on time, it's no small task between the doctors and the diagnosis, but nothing can disable this love. This is my big brother, my hero. He's part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. See, there's no time for tired. This starts again tomorrow. He'll be waiting for me. I wake up for him. I know he needs me. But I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
TikTok is suing the U.S. over the law that could eventually result on a ban for the app. CBS's Scott McFarland.
TikTok argues the newly passed law requiring it be divested or sold by its China-based owner ByteDance is unconstitutional, a violation of the First Amendment and a singling out of TikTok. They say such a sale by the January 19th deadline set by Congress is impossible.
It appears Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is backing off a threat to move to oust Speaker Mike Johnson.
Greene says she wants the Speaker to commit to several actions, including no additional funding for Ukraine, defunding the Office of the Special Counsel and its probes against the former president, and returning to the so-called Hastert rule, where no bill gets a vote unless it's supported by a majority of the GOP conference. The speaker told reporters he and Greene are still talking through ideas, but stressed this is not a negotiation and that he will still continue to do his job. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
Officials say the crew of the cargo ship that hit and took down the Key Bridge in Baltimore will stay on board while crews break down the major bridge section that's sprawled on the ship's bow. The body of the sixth and final construction worker who died in the collapse has been recovered. In the face of wrongful death lawsuits, Panera Bread is discontinuing its charged sips drinks that feature high caffeine content. CBS's Matt Piper.
It comes as the chain revamps its menu to offer new low-caffeine drink options amid allegations that the highly caffeinated lemonade drinks caused two deaths. A 21-year-old woman with a heart condition died in 2022, allegedly after drinking a charged lemonade, and a 46-year-old man died from cardiac arrest after his family says he downed three of the drinks last October.
There's word customers of the crypto exchange FTX will recover all of the money that was lost when the firm went under in 2022. That's according to FTX bankruptcy lawyers. $8 billion in customer assets vanished. A new Microsoft analysis finds 75% of people in the knowledge and information business are using artificial intelligence in some fashion on the job. Company Vice President Jared Spataro.
Power users of AI at work are saving more than 30 minutes a day on the job. They tell us that it's affecting their workload. 90% of these power users say that it makes their overwhelming workload more manageable.
Katy Perry and Rihanna did not attend the Met Gala the other night, but AI-generated images that made it seem they and some others did have emerged online. Perry said, "Beware," on Instagram. The Olympic flame has reached France, arriving in Marseille today, 79 days before the opening of the Paris Summer Games. It began its journey late last month in Greece. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thanks, Steve, and good morning, everyone. Welcome in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS. Glad you're along with us this morning. Hey, we're going to check on traffic and weather coming up here, and this update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Hey, I'm Jack Hayes, here with my dad, Nick, and my granddad, Pops.
Toots. Don't feel like cooking dinner tonight? Download Uber Eats and search for Toots. Check out Toots on Uber Eats today. You can order our full menu. Just download the Uber Eats app and search for the Toots nearest you to have it delivered fast and fresh to your door.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 84 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers and storms. Likely some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 66. Winds remain south, 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible as well. Then a chance for more showers and storms on Thursday, mainly before noon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 73.
Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. Certain areas are still seeing some pretty good rain showers, dealing with wet driving conditions, especially leaving Montgomery County, Clarksville, headed towards Nashville down the interstate. Be careful. I can see that the weather's also affecting that traffic up in Robertson County, parts of Sumner County, as well as you travel up and down 65, loading up even more with volume now on 24 coming westbound here up by 840 out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards the Antioch area. Same things happening there in Hendersonville. It's heavy westbound on Vietnam Vets at Conference Drive. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services here in Middle Tennessee. Make it Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local rough country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Power of listening to the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back in to hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. Hump Day Wednesday. Yes, indeed. Counting down the days. To the end of school, really, here coming up pretty quick. Just 16 days until the last half day of school. That's on the 24th. Memorial Day is on the 18th. And Mother's Day, don't forget, is this Sunday.
If you missed yesterday's show, go back and check out the podcast. We talked through 30 or some odd Mother's Day gift ideas.
Don't take my idea.
Chocolate-covered cordials?
No, his idea is nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah.
That's just for me.
My main idea was get a blanket. Everybody needs a blanket. Can never have too many.
A pretty blanket or does
nice
it really,
or yeah. Something soft. Feel yeah. It. If it's soft, get it.
Mm. So episode 1403, Wednesday, May 8th. Good morning. Glad you're with us. And we've got our song of the day. We're looking at the top five hits from 1980, according to Billboard. And this, number three, from the late Olivia Newton-John.
You have to believe we are magic. Nothing can stand in our way. You have to believe we are magic.
So that's the song Magic from Olivia Newton-John. And just so we're prepared, congratulations to the graduates upcoming at Eagleville on Friday. They're graduating at the school. Next Monday, the 13th, at Central Magnet. Tuesday, Siegel. Wednesday, Oakland and the Rutherford County Virtual School. Next Thursday, Laverne. Next Friday, the 17th, Riverdale and Holloway. On Saturday, the 18th, Rockvale and Blackman. On Sunday, the 19th, Smyrna and Stewart's Creek. Congratulations to the class of 2024. Feel good when we do that.
Yeah.
Let folks know what's happened.
You do that during your Rutherford issues?
No, I don't.
Oh.
That's a morning Wake Up Crew exclusive.
Oh, okay. All right.
I have a few little Taco Tuesday tidbits left over from yesterday.
Does that mean it's Waffle Wednesday?
I guess. Can be. John, you and I talked about malls last week and ran across this story. U.S. malls are racing to reinvent themselves. And they are turning to sushi, conveyor belts, craft beer, membership clubs, and Korean barbecue to replace burger and fry places like Ruby Tuesday and Chili's and Applebee's. Those aren't the anchors of malls anymore. They're going to like local, you know, mom and pop type of eating establishments and things that are, I don't want to say out there, but different.
That surprises me, really. I mean, I think mom and pops, you know, they like to have their certain location, but I guess that's becoming more popular.
I mean, if you can get a spot, now these days it's so hard to get a building or even for something like that.
There's a boom in smaller and even regional restaurant chains, I should say, and more what they call in this article global cuisines. We just added yesterday that there's a Venezuelan food place coming on Medical Center Parkway. I mean, you're seeing lots of foods from different places.
Have you had Korean chicken? Is that what it is?
Korean barbecue?
No, he's thinking of banchan, I think.
Yeah, banchan.
Yeah, it's good.
Good?
They double fry their chicken in Korea.
Ooh.
So they fry it, and then they take it out, bread it again, and then fry it the second time.
Wow.
Yep.
I'll bet that is good.
It's real crunchy.
Outrageously good. Yeah. Their pot stickers are the best, I think.
Yeah.
They're really,
I don't
really
know. The Waco sushi pot stickers were...
Well, you know what surprises me about you guys? You all are so into cuisine. I mean, you all are in the up... Y'all know about all this kind of stuff.
I like different kinds of food. We went recently.
What do you do?
To,
just take your dad with you because he doesn't look like the type.
Well,
he would
no, because I know if I have to tell him what to get, because I don't, he'll say I hate that place. It's not good because he got something he didn't like. So I try to go somewhere first and scout, and then I'll take him. We went to Love Thai Sushi, which is in the Fountains last couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's really good. They have some of the best fried rice I've ever had.
I didn't care for the ramen place that much.
No.
Well, where's that? Where's that?
Well, that's because he didn't get the ramen.
Yeah, it just didn't look... I'm not really a ramen. I'm not really a noodle kind of guy anyway.
That one's on Broad Street.
Okay.
They were busy.
Where the doghouse used to be?
Yeah.
Local taco was there for a while.
Coffee drinkers, you've said this before on the air, John, that decaf coffee is not... Decaf. I mean, there's still caffeine in it, and so that's, you even stay away from decaf coffee.
I don't drink a lot of it. The doctor told me everything's got a little bit of caffeine in it because of the flavor part of it. It needs it.
Well, about 26 million Americans drink one or more cups of decaf coffee, but the FDA is looking at banning decaf coffee, working with the CDC, because of the process that's used to make it decaffeinated has methylene chloride in it.
Hmm.
I drink a lot of decaf coffee.
Yeah. So
die, I guess.
Coffee beans have caffeine in them naturally, and so they have to take that out as much as they can, and that's what they use.
He's going to have to be on it eventually.
Yeah.
He's getting of the age. He doesn't believe me, but... One day, the Coke Zeros, bye-bye.
I do prefer caffeine-free Coke Zero to regular Coke Zero.
Yeah.
I think it tastes better. It tastes more like regular Coke.
I can't ever tell any difference in decaf and caffeine, I mean, in terms of sodas at all.
So the caffeine-free Coke Zero, I think, tastes more like regular Coke than regular Coke Zero does, for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Because of that dangerous chemical they're putting in it.
Probably, yeah, that's probably what's
making
it.
Well, that's just in the coffee. That's the process that they, since the coffee bean itself has caffeine, they have to do something to reduce it and take it out. And so that's part of the process that is harmful, the CDC says.
Well, thanks for that news, Brian. Thank you.
Makes me feel real good. Yeah, I'm going to die soon, probably, because of the harmful chemicals. There's enough chemicals in other stuff. I'm not worried about the decaf coffee.
Okay. Well, when you overdose on methylene chloride, we'll see. It's random questions after sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NBA playoffs, second round action, and the Celtics beat the Cavaliers 120-95, 25-point win for the top seed in the East. Jaylen Brown, 32 points. Derek White hit 7 three-pointers, finished with 25 points as Boston grabs the 1-0 series lead. Thunder, top seed in the West, beat the Mavericks 117-95, 22-point win for OKC. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led him with 29 points as they grab the 1-0 series lead. Oklahoma City's 5-0 now this postseason. NHL playoffs, two games, both in the second round, and both decided in sudden death. Rangers beat the Hurricanes 4-3 in double overtime on a Vincent Trocheck power play goal. Igor Shesterkin had 54 saves in net for New York as they grab a 2-0 series lead and are now 6-0 this postseason. Avalanche were down 3-0 in the first period. Storm back at a 4-3 overtime win over the Stars in Dallas. Miles Wood with the overtime game winner. Colorado leads the series 1-0.
There are many reasons people select Adam's Place.
We went to see 7 different places.
And he asked his kids,
okay, where do you think we should go? And the kids said, Adam's Place. Why? The people looked active and alert. The only place that had a pool and they had water aerobics turned out to be something I really, really enjoy.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too.
French's, the name to trust. French's, depend on us. French's, a great selection, too. We take pride in pleasing you. Get brand names at a lower price. The French family really treats you nice. It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes.
That's French's Shoes and Boots, 1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Renewable natural gas is an incredible resource with the ability to power your home and lifestyle. At Middle Point, we've broken ground on a state-of-the-art facility that will capture natural gas on-site and repurpose it into sustainable pipeline-quality gas. Once operational, this facility will produce enough energy to heat more than 80,000 homes per year. Learn more about this at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
At 7:22 is our time here on The Wake Up Crew for a Wednesday.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
I think this is the greatest theme song of any of our games.
It was the first one.
Yeah. Still holds up.
Yeah. I paid that years. Man. I paid the guy who did that voiceover for it.
Well, you were nuts. Well, number one. Question number one. You guys ready? You don't seem to be ready.
I am.
You're looking at that computer again.
Fired up.
You just called me nuts.
What is the one food you never understood why everyone liked?
Mayonnaise. Easy money.
Okay.
I will go with ramen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can understand.
Noodles and broth. Ugh.
Oh, soup.
Soup.
Like the universally loved food.
You know, come to think of it, I don't think I've ever seen him eating soup. Not around me.
I don't love soup, but I do like ramen because they put other stuff in it.
I'm not a soupy.
I like soup when it's really cold. You know, you just need something quick. What's your favorite sounding word? Here's Brian's.
Superfluous.
I like the word bowl. Bowl.
Bowl.
You know? It's perfect. It's the perfect word for that device.
All right, here's a question for you. What would you do if you were invisible for a day?
Rob a bank, probably.
Oh, my.
Well, it's hard out here, John. I wouldn't take much, just enough to like pay my house off.
I think Brian would. See, I'm answering for Brian today. I think Brian would walk around and try to find out who's talking about him.
Oh yeah, he would. You know? He would be snoop. He would snoop for sure. He's a snooper.
Yeah.
I want to walk through the White House undetected.
Wow. What animal best represents your personality? What animal best represents your personality?
Goldfish.
Goldfish for you too?
No, oh. I'm going to go with lion.
Yeah, right.
I've got one, but I'm going to go on with
okay,
that.
Okay,
for you, for, anyway.
For him, I would go with armadillo. Can't you see it? Look at him.
Don't get me into this.
You're a wildebeest.
Next question. What movie do you love? I mean, if you just pick, don't say The Ranch, it's a TV show. Movie that you love, that you could watch it every time it's on.
Knives Out.
Good answer. That's right. You've told me that.
I'm going to go with the first Iron Man.
Mine's Tombstone.
Tombstone's good.
When it's on, I got to watch it.
Another one, the Mad Max Fury Road is also up there on my list. Yep. Bunch of cars blowing up.
How would you rather spend your weekend?
Not here.
That's pretty simple.
I'm just kind of kick back, you know, enjoying a good television show, ladybug in my lap, a cup of coffee nearby.
As an actual answer, I've been doing some home projects and stuff, and that's been nice. Getting to build stuff. I'm into building stuff now, and so that's kind of fun. So that's how I like to spend my weekends, but I'm not here.
I like to get out in the yard on the weekends.
Yeah, cut pretty, the grass. You know?
To make it look pretty.
Build flower boxes, that kind of stuff.
Who is the funniest person in your family?
Me.
Do you agree with that, Brian?
No.
What it's definitely not you, and it's definitely not Bobby, and it's certainly not Mama, so I don't...
The funniest
you got a
person
cousin
in the
or
family?
Or?
No, we're pretty much stick in the muds.
How have you changed in the last 2 years?
I think I've changed a ton.
More responsible.
Yeah, I don't know. And my mindset on a lot of stuff has changed, I think, a little differently. I don't know. Just trying to think more positively of people, and I think I'm doing better at that.
You seem a little more serious than you used to be.
Well, John, it's because I am more serious.
That hairline has changed too.
Oh hairline, God. It's thinner. The hairline stayed the same. It's just thinner.
Yeah, you've had it taken some off the top a little bit, haven't you?
Yeah, well, it's also thinning.
Yeah, it doesn't grow as much. I can't say anything though.
No, don't.
You're bald.
I've gone to growing a beard.
Instead of your goatee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good look. Much better. Which of Snow White... Well, the goatee was fine, too, except the little hanging, you know, thing.
My belly's changed a lot over the last 2 years.
My belly has changed over the last 40 years. Which of Snow White's seven dwarfs describes you the best?
Okay, answer for me. Go ahead.
No, I'm waiting for you.
I'll go ahead and say what you're thinking.
No,
Grumpy.
No.
Mine's Dopey.
Boy, you all picked that one. Okay, I don't have to say a thing. Okay, what makes you cry? What makes you cry? I don't think anything makes you cry, does it? Have you ever cried? Have you ever shed any tears?
We can talk about this at some point. I've seen him cry 3 times in my entire life.
I know one of them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only a time or two.
I think the day I left Walter Hill, I think he kind of teared up when he heard it over the news. Had to hear it from the news, didn't it, for me. If you could look like someone famous, who would it be?
Ryan Gosling.
That's it. That's all I got time for.
All right. That's random questions.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. And when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Take the leap of faith.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
We didn't know if we wanted to move. We've been at our home for 57 years, and it was hard, we thought, to move. We should have been here years earlier.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
Just come and visit it. You won't believe what you see in this place.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
It's just wonderful.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
Hey guys, let's talk game. Practices recently wrapped up with the annual spring game, and the team has some promising new recruits to watch this fall. But how's your game? Testosterone therapy can help you get back to your best, and there's no better time to get started than this spring. I recommend Low T Center. It's where I get my levels checked. If you often feel tired, have noticed weight gain and loss of muscle mass, you may have low T levels. So go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've reached 7:30 here on News Radio, WGNS. The Wake Up Crew with you on this Wednesday, May the 8th.
And a lot of birthdays today. We could use some more. Jamie Breedlove, Tyler Shepard, Nathan Norman, Tony Stinnett, Rita Shacklett, Kathy Smith, Patrick Miller, and Joni Beckwith.
And I know you out there probably have somebody who's celebrating a birthday or anniversary today. So go ahead and call or text those in to us, 615-893-1450. The phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. You can get them in there as well. And one lucky person's going to win some banana pudding from over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
So next on WGNS, a check of local news, traffic, and weather, getting you updated on what you need to head out the door today.
Boots, boots, boots. French's Shoes and Boots has the biggest selection of Southern styles from name brands and tons of choices in the latest Western wear, shoes, and accessories.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 84 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers and storms likely. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 66. Winds remain south 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible as well. Then a chance for more showers and storms on Thursday, mainly before noon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 74.
Good morning. Trying to mop up an accident over there at Bell Road at Smith Springs Road. If you know anything about that intersection, you know how crazy it is, whether there's a wreck there or not. Traffic's really heavy now. 24 westbound coming up through the Antioch area. And right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, it's starting to slow again right on schedule up here in Sumner County through Hendersonville as that traffic gets really heavy westbound. Vietnam Vets approaching Conference Drive with this rain north of Nashville. Give yourself extra time out here. It is pretty bad in certain areas. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. They're awesome, like Mediterranean salads. You got to try the grilled chicken tenders. Check out princeshotchicken.com for more information. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Brian Barrett. Rutherford County bracing for severe weather Wednesday.
Pinpoint details on severe weather in Rutherford County with Rutherford Weather.
Nashville National Weather Service meteorologist Sam Schamberger says out of the rounds of storms we've had or expect, Wednesday's threat is the greatest. He says expect two rounds of strong to severe storms Wednesday.
The first round will be during the day, and this will be as that line of storms stalls, and then it moves back northward as a warm front during the day. So we're expecting storms to form along that warm front Wednesday morning into the afternoon, and some of those could be strong or severe.
Model data showing that evening into nighttime hours will be the prime time for the main event.
This will be a widespread storm event, so everybody will see showers and thunderstorms Wednesday evening and Wednesday night, and many of those will likely be severe. We're expecting pretty widespread damaging wind gusts with these storms, potentially large hail.
Schamberger says in addition to large hail and damaging winds, tornadoes are possible.
It's still uncertain exactly how many we could potentially see or if any, but conditions appear favorable across all of Middle Tennessee for some strong tornadoes to occur.
Schamberger says not to be discounted is the heavy rain expected. A flood watch is actually in effect. Be sure to have a way to receive watches and warnings and stay close to a reliable source of weather information. Another great tip, enable your wireless emergency alerts on your cell phone. Be sure to follow Rutherford Weather on Facebook, X, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitch at RUCO Weather, and information is at RutherfordWX.com.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Interest rates continue to make the news, but what if you need a new car or truck to get to work? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. And we can help get you a break from your interest rate when purchasing anything that rolls or floats. This includes newer used autos, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and more. But hurry, this limited time offer ends soon. You can learn more or apply online at heritagesouth.org. Terms and conditions apply. Insured by NCUA.
We have something in the library that I've been working with, and that's a shelf of Adams Place authors. Quite a few books that have been written by people who lived here. That's a highlight in the library that I'm proud of.
Margaret Ordobadian.
And we didn't consider any other place. This was it.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Hanging out with you here from News Radio WGNS, The Wake Up Crew with Brian, John, and Dalton. And we're going to take a look at a tier list with candy bars as our theme here.
Yep.
Yes. And so if you're unfamiliar with what a tier list is, basically we have categories. And we have our top tier, high tier, mid tier, low tier, and bottom tier. And we're going to take these candy bars and place them where we agree they should go on the tier list as a whole.
All right.
So we're going to start with an old classic, a Baby Ruth, which is not one of my favorites.
I like Baby Ruth.
I like it, but it's not top.
No, it's not top of mine either. I'm going to go with mid tier.
I would concur with that.
I think I would agree. We'll drop that one mid-tier.
Ooh, I'm going to be first guy every time. All right.
Milky Way is number two. I'm putting Milky Way with Baby Ruth. I think they're about equal.
Ooh, I would be lower, bottom tier. I don't like them.
Ooh, I'm going high tier because it's when you put it in the refrigerator for a little bit, they're pretty good. So I guess we have to agree it's mid-tier maybe.
I guess probably split the difference. Do that. Kit Kat.
Bottom tier.
Oh.
They're bottom tier for me, too.
Oh, that's wild. They're like one of them. I was going to put them S tier.
Well, you won't be putting it S tier with our boat.
That's okay. Probably going to be a mid tier, too, then.
I guess.
Yeah.
I really like Kit Kats.
You canceled out a little bit of ours, so.
Yeah. Butterfinger.
Mmm. What's wrong with you?
Really?
They're a little messy, so I can't put it top tier.
They get stuck to your teeth.
That's another reason. I'm going to go mid tier with it.
Well, it's one of my favorites.
You like peanut
butter.
So
it would be high tier or top tier for me.
Well, which one?
I'll go with high tier.
Okay, so it's a mid tier.
Yeah. Toblerone?
Yeah, Toblerone.
What is that? Is that the caramel kind of thing?
It's the ones that come in the little triangle thing. I've had them. I like them.
I'll have to abstain because I don't think I've had one.
They're not my
favorite. So it's between you two.
Favorite, but I don't dislike them.
It's milk chocolate.
Okay, I haven't had it. I abstain, so y'all pick.
I would say mid-tier for me.
Okay. So far, every candy bar has been mid-tier. But we're at one that might shake some things up. A plain chocolate Hershey's bar.
I like them. I'm going to go high tier with that.
I think even though they're not they're not something I'm ever going to, the just having a classic chocolate bar, I think is a big deal.
Yeah.
So I'd probably also put it high.
Yeah. If it had the almonds, it would be high tier, but it would be mid-tier for me, a regular Hershey's bar.
I think two highs to...
We'll go ahead and drop high tier.
Yeah, just to get off
And we'll count this with almonds because the option's not there. So,
yeah.
You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
How's now, that's big player.
Yeah.
Snickers bar.
Big boy. I'm going high tier.
I think you could even drop Snickers top tier.
That would be a top tier for me.
Wow. Okay.
I mean,
then I guess
think
I'm outnumbered top tier. I don't have a problem with it. I think it's up there.
Yeah.
My top tier is... coming.
Well, the reason for me, when I think of a candy bar, I think of a Snickers.
Yeah.
Twix, next up. I like Twix a lot, too.
Mid-tier for me.
Yeah, I would say mid.
I'll drop the mid-tier then. Three Musketeers.
Bottom tier.
Ooh, bottom tier.
Yeah, for me, too.
Now.
That's where Milky Way should be.
Oh, Home and Joy is going to be weird.
It's going to be weird because I love them.
I do,
One
too.
Of my favorites.
I'm going high tier with it.
I'd probably even say top, but I could go with high. But you don't like them.
If there is something lower than bottom tier, that's where an Almond
that's
Joy...
That's because he has a coconut thing.
I also like Mounds.
Or Mounds would be.
Yeah, Mounds are good.
So I guess that's high?
High tier.
You said high, I said high.
Well, that's gross.
Now, we might have another contender here.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups,
top tier.
The toppest of the top for me.
Unless they had white chocolate on this list, and then that would be top tier.
Yeah.
But Crunch Bar.
Mid tier.
I'd even go low.
Yeah, I could go low too. They don't appeal to me.
Yeah, mid to low. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then M&M's.
They're always good in a pinch. I'm going to go high tier.
Yeah, I can go high.
Yeah, and if they're the peanut ones, it's top tier for me. Well, that's our ranking of
Nothing's
candy bars.
Ever easy with him.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with the top brands in work and Western wear. French's is the best place in the South to get Hey Dude shoes for the whole family with the best selection in town. French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
I am very pleased with Adam's Place. All the people are very kind. I've got everything I need, and the caregivers come in and say, "What can I do for you, or do you need anything?"
We're talking with Betty Atterbury.
Adam's Place, one of the best places in Rutherford County.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time to put a wrap on the Wake Up Crew Wednesday, May 8th edition. Hope you've enjoyed the show, and don't forget the podcast will be up pretty soon at WGNSradio.com or wherever you listen to audio. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Now, United Communications, that's MTE's internet company, well, they are putting in homes and businesses across the mid-state super fast and 99.99% reliable internet fiber services. Find out more at MTE.com/internet. Today's Good Neighbor of the Day, we are recognizing Craig Garbison as the Good Neighbor today for giving great advice recently on a home remodel project. Craig Garbison receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS. Now, very simple to send us a Good Neighbor nominee. Just text NEIGHBOR, that word, to 615-893-1450. And we will send you a reply real quick right after that. That's what triggers that reply. Just tap on that and fill out the information right there on your phone. Name, address, phone number, sentence, why you're nominating that person, and click submit. Then we have it. And it is just that easy. Good Neighbor of the Day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Okay. Today's dad joke of the day. Do trees poop?
I don't know.
Well, of course they do. How else do you get number two pencils?
Replay.
Joke doesn't work for me. On several different. I don't know.
I think we put that number five up on a pedestal so much that maybe anything was going to be a letdown. A little bit unfair. Maybe.
I think for me, the reason it doesn't work is the idea that a tree's poop would be a pencil. I don't know. It just doesn't.
Well, of course.
Well, the play is on number two.
Right.
Yeah.
It just. I don't know. I don't care for it.
Well, good. That's one opinion. What have we learned today on the Wake Up Crew?
It was at least two opinions.
Well, you had a really good list.
Worst cities to vacation to.
Yeah.
Worst cities for travel.
Kind of pointed with the what summer coming up.
Yeah.
I give it a 1.6.
We've got to go over our tier list results.
Yeah, we need to do that quickly.
At the top of our list, top tier was Snickers and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups were the two highest voted candies on our list.
I think all of us can agree with that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
High tier, so that's our first one down. Hershey's, just a regular Hershey's bar, or almonds, Almond Joy, and M&M's.
Brian didn't agree with any of those, I think.
No, he didn't. Mid-tier was by far the largest, with Baby Ruth, Milky Way, Kit Kat, Butterfinger, Toblerone, and Twix, all making mid-tier.
I felt Butterfinger should be a little higher. You felt it should be lower. Kit Kat, you felt should have been higher.
Right. Y'all felt
Brian
it should have been lower.
Yeah.
Twix is criminally low on this list, I think. Low tier, we have Crunch Bar, which I think that's probably where it belongs. It's not the worst. I'll eat it in a pinch, but I'm never going for it.
But you would eat a Hershey's bar before?
Over a Crunch Bar, yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah.
And then
any
bottom
day of the
tier.
Week.
Really?
Bottom. I think the chocolate in it's better.
Yeah.
Bottom tier, Three Musketeers.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
That's about almost like eating healthy.
Really? See, I really think a Milky Way and a Three Musketeer are about the same.
No, the Three Musketeer has nothing in it.
See, I think a Milky Way and a Baby Ruth are about the same.
You know, that's why Three Musketeer is so low in calories, lower calories than any of the other candy bars, because it's just nothing but marshmallow fluff in the middle.
Yeah.
You can keep all that fluff.